Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. And this past Sunday, however, was not at Marion, but at the Delaware campus as Kale is out on sabbatical. And so always a privilege just to be able to spend time at the Delaware campus and a very special place in my heart. So so grateful for that opportunity as we continued on in the book of Ecclesiastes in this Under the Sun series. We were in chapter 7 once again, and one of the verses in particular that was so striking to me over the course of last week's study in preparation was verse 25, where the preacher says, "So I turned my mind to understand, to investigate and to search out wisdom and the scheme of things, and to understand the stupidity of wickedness and the madness of folly." That's the NIV translation. If you were to read the ESV translation, it would say something like, "to understand the wickedness of folly." And so really the picture we get here is of the preacher who, back in chapter 2, his primary goal was to lay hold of folly. And the idea we get there is this: I'm going to, without boundaries, without limitation, pursue anything and everything that I want to, including many, many, many sexual relationships and all sorts of different things. I'm going to pursue them without boundaries. I'm going to pursue them with no regard to their impact on other people. And he's pursued that to its fullest. And in verse 17 of chapter 2, he says he hates his life. And it's just stunning now to see him in chapter 7 changing direction, switching course to say, "Now I want to understand the wickedness of the folly that I so eagerly desired to lay hold of." And what's really, I think, fascinating about that is that had to be a really low moment for Solomon. It had to be a really crushing moment in many ways, because he had spent his life pursuing folly, pursuing wickedness, pursuing vanity. And now that he's realized it doesn't satisfy his soul, now that he's realized it actually ends in brokenness, that has to be quite crushing. And yet, I think when we can actually see the wickedness of our sin, while that is crushing, it's also simultaneously evidence and an experience of the overwhelming grace of God in our lives. And I know that maybe sounds a little bit backwards, but here's the thing. What God could do, and he talks about this in Romans chapter 1, is give us over to our sinful desires. Basically to say, "Hey, you want to keep doing that?" God could say, "Go ahead." And what we know is that if we pursue our sinful desires with no end, the result is death. Like, we'll destroy our lives and we will destroy our eternity. It'll be bad. And yet, when God confronts us and allows us to see the wickedness of the things that maybe we used to enjoy, that hurts. That stings. There's a pain of that. And yet, it is one of the most loving things God could do, to reveal to us the brokenness of our ways, to reveal to us the sin that exists within our hearts, and give us an opportunity to repent, to turn from it, and to turn back to Him. And so I just thought that was so, so important to see. And I would encourage us to ask, you know, "God, search my heart, reveal to me." Think of Psalm 19 and Psalm 119, just these verses that encourage us to ask God, "Reveal in me what is sinful within me, and lead me into righteousness instead." And so as we do that, you know, something we have to keep in mind, of course, is the gospel. Because if we have wickedness revealed in us and we don't understand grace, what that means is we end up in this position of self-loathing. And at the same time, if we feel like we understand grace and we have a high view of forgiveness, but we don't understand the wickedness within us, what that leads to is really self-destruction, because we'll continue to pursue the wickedness that's within us. And so the healthy balance here, of course, is a gospel balance. It's to rightly understand the wickedness within us and rightly apply the grace of God to that. So we have this balance of sin is wicked, sin is ugly, I have it, and yet God doesn't see me and say, "You horrible, wretched sinner, through grace, or through faith in Christ, we receive the grace of God." And so then we have a balance that we are made into new creations, right? We were sinners, and yet Christ died for us. And so we have to have that healthy balance and that healthy tension. And so this morning, what I want to encourage you to do is to pray the scary prayer: "God, reveal in me what is wicked. Reveal in me what is sinful. Bring it out. Bring it to mind. Bring it to heart. And God, as I am crushed by my sinfulness, would your overwhelming grace wash over me. And when I experience the forgiveness that only comes from you, would I experience the cleansing that only comes from you, would I experience the newness that only comes from you, Jesus. And so I want to pray to that end this morning. I do want to say thanks again for joining us here on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray together. Father, I do ask in my own heart that you would reveal the sin that's within it. I know there is depth, and only you can be gracious enough to allow me to be wrecked over my sin. What a strange prayer that is. But God, I pray that you would make it so. And as I am wrecked by the sin that exists in my life, I would be overwhelmed by the grace that you extend me. That you don't smite me. You love me, and you call me son through faith in Christ. And that's true for every single person this morning, that when we're wrecked by our sin, Jesus, you're right there to say, here is my forgiveness, here is my grace, here is my blood on your account. You are viewed as a co-heir with Christ, a son, a daughter. You have good work set before you to do, and I will bring to completion what I have started within you. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. And so we need you to do that by the power of your Spirit within us. Lead us as we go today. Convict us and lead us to the cross. And let us just worship you, Jesus, for what you've done. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.